Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
How can a people-first approach to higher education transformation improve success? An EY report suggests that taking emotional and psychological factors into account is just as important as the technology. Six factors drive this human-centered approach: leadership, inspiration, care, empowerment, investment, and collaboration. Get these right, and they can more than double an organization's chance of transformation success. Learn more about people-first transformation at theguardian.com/transforminghighereducation. This message was paid for by EY.
Hey, Jane Lee here. So for a while now, I've been working really hard on a special multi-part series of Full Story, and I just want to give you a sneak peek before it launches next week. It's called Who Screwed Millennials? Millennials will be the first generation worse off than our parents, and in this series, we're trying to figure out why. So we dive deep into the topics which most impact young Australians: housing, student debt, and the changing nature of work. Have a listen. I'm Jane Lee.
And I'm Matilda Bosley.
We live in a time where, for most millennials, our economic futures are less about how hard we work and more about how wealthy our parents are.
Millennials are a generation that is living through a series of broken promises.
As a millennial, how do you feel about the economic future of this generation?
It certainly doesn't look great.
But because conversations about this generational divide often focus on the here and now, how terrible things are right now, it's easy to lose sight of how we got here.
We're seeing a real shift in how we talk about economic instability and whose fault it is.
So in this special Full Story series from Guardian Australia, we're figuring out who screwed millennials.
You really could not think of a better combination of two tax policies that are going to set fire to a housing market.
We're figuring out how something that had nothing to do with housing screwed millennials out of the Australian dream.
What do Australians invest in? They invest in property. And so suddenly we had a huge tax boon for people who invested in property.
We're investigating how good debt turned bad.
It wasn't the original idea that was wrong.
And screwed millennials out of an affordable education.
The fact that HECS has and can be politicised, depending on who's in government, creates certain problems.
They started out saying, no, we're not going to deregulate university fees. There'll never be an American-style higher education system. There won't be any $100,000 university fees under this government. And then they did pretty much all of that.
And looking back, trying to find where and when our work became so insecure.
Emotionally, I was really bad. Sometimes I talk to my husband like, I think I'm a slave here in Australia. I'm working and have no life.
Brands began chasing bigger profit margins for themselves. And it was not really a bargaining process because the brand had all the power.
More and more workers are left to bargain one-on-one against their boss rather than to have a union to do that for them. And as a result, people get paid a lot less.
Find out who screwed millennials by subscribing to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.
The series will be in your feeds from March 25th.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.